Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, you know, there's a tradition here in Richmond. 89 years running this year. It's the Richmond Nativity Pageant. And Paige Quilter is the director of the Richmond Nativity Pageant. She's in the studio with us this morning. Are you excited? Are you nervous about it? I mean, 89 years running, this can't be too tough to pull off.
Right? I'm both excited and nervous. Yeah.
This, for folks who haven't attended before, for many, many, many years, this was the traditional pageant at the Carillon.
Correct.
The World War I Memorial in Bird Park. And while that building is being renovated and fixed up, which is turning into a really big endeavor, you moved locations for the pageant.
We have. For the last 2 years, we haven't had the pageant due to the construction. Mm-hmm. And we had so many people, both participants and audience, that contacted us over and over saying, you've got to have the pageant. It's not Christmas without the Richmond Nativity Pageant.
Yeah. It's an important part of the traditions for a lot of Richmond families.
Right.
And a lot of people have participated. And this is not a teeny tiny
No.
thing.
No, and it's not an inexpensive venture either. Uh-huh. So, but, you know, we do this every year free to the public. And it's the Scottish Rite Temple has opened up their doors for us this year. Of course, the building there is for sale, so we don't know where, you know, when they might kick us out.
That's the one. But it's on Hermitage. You see it as you go on the highway.
Right. Yeah. Right before Bryan Park.
Right. Okay.
But we're excited to do it. It's going to be a little bit different feel to it because we're not outdoors. Mm. We're not wearing the big heavy coats under those costumes. But it's such a tradition for the families. I mean, we have multi-generations of families that are in the program and also that attend the pageant.
Mm-hmm. So how do you cast? Cool. You know what? When I was at Channel 8 years ago, I mean, maybe this is 20 years ago, how do you pick baby Jesus? Is there some?
We wait for families to have babies within the pageant. And it's interesting because I'll tell you, they jockey, the families that participated, they jockey for the prime spots. Mary and Joseph, for instance, this year's Mary and Joseph. They're, I think, fourth and fifth generation of their family that has been doing this for over 60 years.
And you only get one shot at it? Like, this is your year to play the role, and then someone else gets it the next
year.
So it's fair.
We have so many Marys in line.
Yes, right. You have an 80-year-old Mary eventually.
Yeah, and we do things within the program to choose those people. So it's an interesting process. You wouldn't believe the little bit of politicking that goes on within that. But it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And the real meaning of Christmas is what's behind this pageant.
And it's only 30 minutes long, as
Correct.
I recall, right? It's pretty
Correct.
Quick. You show up and you get the story. And
The doors at the Scottish Rite are going to open about 6:15. Mm-hmm. We'll have our brass quartet playing from 6:30 to 7, then the pageant's at 7. We have our own choir and a narrator that do most of what's going on the stage. Mm-hmm. But, it's about 30 minutes long, and it's just a nice way to start Christmas week.
And remind me, Douglas Southall Freeman had some role in this originally, right?
He actually wrote the original script. And his great, great, great nephew, Alan Freeman, is still our narrator. The Freeman family has always narrated it.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
We're doing a very Richmond thing here, talking about great-great-grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very Richmond, all right.
Right. Well, it's a wonderful tradition. I'm so thankful that you've got it back and happening after a two-year hiatus. And,
Thank you.
We'll talk about going back to the Carillon, hopefully, at some point here once they reopen.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. So December 22nd coming up. That's the Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Temple on Hermitage Road. You can get all the details about the Richmond Nativity Pageant at richmondnativitypageant.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.